You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, plus or minus 10 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, tongue-in-cheek radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a ninth grade education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents were learning how to rhyme. History first records our Anserine matriarch's existence in 1650, but it's assumed she had priors. Thought to be a French queen, a pagan crone, or even a Boston housewife, she holds the envious position of having most of the nursery rhymes we've ever learned ascribed to her. So, who is she? Well, in short, she's as real as Santa Claus, yet nearly as popular in rock and rhythm. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, gather round as we visit with Mother Goose. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, just like me, down to Bo Diddley's farm we'll flee, with Little Red Hood and Little Boy Blue, for nursery rhyme rock by the Little Bops 3. Hickory dickory dock, it's time to rhythm and rock. Bo Diddley had quite the eye for old Mother Goose, reworking Hush Little Baby for his 1955 eponymous debut single to Bo's 1959 aptly titled nursery rhyme, Bo Knows Goose. In 1957, Bo recorded a self-referential adaptation of Old MacDonald, except on Old MacDiddley's farm, there were women. Hey, Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley had a farm. Well, that farm he had some women. One little girl lived on a hill. She rustled and tossed like Buffalo Bill. One day she decided she'd go for a ride with a pistol and a sword by her side. She rolled right up to my front door, knocked and knocked till her fist got sore. When she turned and walked away, all I could hear my baby say, unheralded by record buyers during her career, gospel singer Winona Carr was a gifted pianist and prolific songwriter. In fact, it's understood that Carr made more money from her sheet music than her recordings. Carr was also a direct influence on a young Aretha Franklin, serving as choir director at Aretha's church. By the mid-50s, Carr went secular, and in 1956, cut her self-penned rocker, Nursery Rhyme Rock. Poor Humpty Dumpty had a fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't get
Parker, who sang for us up and said, hear all the words they say. Ooh, ooh, tootie, fruity, tootie, fruity, oh, Rudy, come on and swing with me. Then he said, oh, King, you don't mean a thing, for it's all strange, talk to me. Ooh, tootie, fruity, tootie, fruity, oh, Rudy, come on and swing with me. Pop, pop, a loo, bop, a lop, bop, boom, it's all strange talk to me.
Husband and wife Bob Fredrickson and Lucille Savoy were a rare slice of great white North rockabilly. In 1958, the Canadian Sweethearts cut a hepped-up nursery rhyme for the Tiny Ditto label, adorned with Bob's smoking guitar solo. The master was bought by King 4 years later and released again. Bob and Lucille, Eeny Meeny Miney Moe.
But when you grab your baby, this is all you have to say. Oh, well, eeny, meeny, miney, moe, get your hip back by the toady horse. Then you know rockin' and roll and I'll get a go.
You will be bopping with the boogie woogie rock and roll.
The origins of Little Red Riding Hood are lost to antiquity, and over the years, the wolf has gotten the shaft. The earliest versions found the wolf victorious upon devouring Grandma in Red, but 19th century revisions by the Brothers Grimm has the wolf taken out by a hunter and Red and Grandma living happily ever after. So what does this have to do with the Big Bopper? Well, he does make a great big bad wolf from 1958.
Let me in, honey. This is the Big Bopper knocking.
Hello, a Little Red Riding Hood. I heard about you and it's all been good. I want to meet you, so I'm standing at your door. I've been a-knocking till my knuckles are sore. Baby, let me in. I want to be your friend. Bing, bang, biddity-bang, baby, let me in. I've been a-talking to the three little pigs. When I saw your man flip their wigs. Said you're the swinginest and that's no lie. I dig you, baby, for you I got eyes. Baby, let me in. I want to be your friend. Bing, bang, biddity-bang, baby, let me in. I'm the big bad wolf that you heard about. Something about you just knocks me out. Let me in, baby, while your grandma ain't around her. I'll huff puff and blow your house down. Come on, a Little Red Riding Hood. I know you're rocking.
and roll and pop it so good. Let me in, baby, and we'll shake and shack. I'm gonna have a ball until your grandma gets back. Baby, let me in, I wanna be your friend. Bing, bang, biddly, bang, baby, let me in.
Now let me in now, honey. I just wanna talk to ya. You know you're getting lonesome in there by yourself. So put the key in the door and go tickle-lock, tickle-lock, and let me in now, honey. I'm the bigger, better wolf that you heard about. Something about you just knocks me out. Let me in, baby, while your grandma ain't around. I'll huff a puff and blow your house down. Now come on, a winner in a riding hood. I know you're rockin', rollin', boppin' so good. Unlock the door and shake the shack. I'm gonna have a ball until your grandma gets back. My baby, let me in, I wanna be your friend. A ping, bang, biddly, bang, baby, let me in.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out of homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Lickin', told me the sky was falling. I booked her on a 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618, got 1735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am, could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of Dum-Dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods.
Although Lieber and Stoller were still producing and supplying material, the Coasters cut a song written by members Earl Carroll of the doo-wop Speedo fame and Billy Guy. I imagine this was an intimidating position, offering up a song to some of the greatest songwriters in rock and rhythm. So why not stick to the basics? Nursery rhymes. Not a hit for the Coasters, but a huge Mersey band fave. 1961's Ain't That Just Like Me.
Mary had a little lamb, it fleeced was as white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now ain't that just like me?
What'd you say?
Falling you around.
You know that
Edgar Big Boy Miles toiled in obscurity. The Crescent City Slip Horn ace and vocalist was a member of the Cane Cutters, the Creoles, and the Shawees before going solo. Miles cut the original version of the Gary U.S. Bonds hit New Orleans, but that too found its way to the place great music goes that doesn't chart. In 1956, Miles teamed up with the J&M studio virtuosos, including the great Earl Palmer on drums, for a rockin' update of a nursery rhyme first published in the mid-1700s, Hickory Dickory Dock.
Hickory Dickory Dock, what kind of love you got? When the sun goes down and the moon come up, I need your love. Meeny, meeny, miny, mo, I ain't going to let you go. No, 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 I ain't gonna let you go. I need your loving, I need your loving, I need your loving, and I'll never, never, never let you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm so glad that you're alive. Hickory dickory dock, I'm gonna keep this love I got. What kind of love you got? When the sun goes down and the moon come up, I need your love. Ain't it meeny, miny, more, I ain't going to let you go. No, 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 I ain't gonna let you go. I need your loving, I need your loving, I need your loving, and I'll never, never, never let you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm so glad that you're alive. Hickory dickory dock, I'm gonna keep this love I got.
The Solid Senders were a top-notch 1940s jump blues outfit for drummer Roy Milton. Although bandleader Milton was an in-the-pocket drummer, he had a secret weapon in boogie-woogie piano goddess Camille Howard. By 1950, Howard was out on her own, and Milton fought to stay relevant as the 50s wore on. But back in 1947, Milton and Howard cut a jumpin' variant of the 18th century nursery rhyme Little Boy Blue for Roy's Miltone label, which was also released in parallel on the Specialty label.
Putting down.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Charles Perrault. If you know Qwerty, send your email to wmat@mail.com. In the fall of 1956, the brilliant radio satirist and voice actor Stan Freberg teamed with trumpeter and composer Milton Shorty Rogers to create an immortal Looney Tunes musical short. Mystery surrounds the remaining personnel on the jazz rock masterpiece, but current research points to Pepper Adams, Pete Jolly, Barney Kessel, Red Callender, and Stan Levy. For those that seek arcane knowledge, listen for the classic Looney Tunes intro known as The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down. Clocking in over 6 minutes, friends have questioned how well this visual media would translate to radio, but I trust Freeberg's radio-centric proclivities, based on the famous 19th century nursery rhyme, The Three Little Bops.
The story of three little pigs. One played a pipe, any other danced jigs. The three little pigs are still around, but they're playing music with a modern sound. Running smooth, the pigs were due for a big surprise, for the wolf appeared with red-rimmed eyes.
Oh, you cool, oh, you cool, oh, you cool, man, cool.
Well, to show he was friendly, he shook their hand, announced he was joining up with a band. Instead of starting an argument, one and a two and away they were head. Three little pigs were really gassed. They'd never heard such a corny blast.
We played in the west.
We played in the east. We've heard the most, but you're the least.
Well, the big bad wolf was really mad. He wanted to play music and he wanted to play bad.
They stopped me before I could go to town, so I'll huff and puff and blow their house down.
House of straw was blown away. The pigs had to find another place to play. A dewdrop in the house of sticks. Three little pigs were giving out licks. Well, the piano playing pig was swinging like a gate, doing Liberace on an 88.
I wish my brother George was here.
He entered the hall. The big bad wolf, he sat right down.
Come on, cats, we're going to town.
Shout.
Stop the music! Throw the square out!
The big bad wolf was really sore.
If they're gonna get tough, I'll give them more. They don't know talent in this here town. I'll huff and puff and blow the place down.
Do drop in, did drop down. Three little pigs crawled out of the rubble.
This big bad wolf gives us nothing but trouble.
So we won't be bothered by his windy tricks.
The next place we play must be made of bricks.
Sturdy place, this house of bricks. Built in 1776. High class place with a high class crowd. Sign on the door, no wolves allowed. The wolf was sore and fit to be tied. He was sworn and determined to get inside.
Thank you. huffed at the house of bricks, but bricks are stronger than straw or sticks. He huffed and puffed and bleeped and blooped, and at 10 o'clock was completely pooped, when all of a sudden came a ray of hope.
I could disguise myself. Boy, what a dope.
Stride. He figured out another way to get inside.
If I can't blow it down, I'll blow it up!
Well, the big bad wolf was really gone, and with him went his corny horn. Went out of this world without a trace. Didn't go to heaven, was the other place.
Real cool.